This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hey, real quick, just to close the book on something you brought up when we were talking about Nick Saban a couple segments ago, Seth, where you were like, wasn't there a mic? We were talking about SEC Media Days and how much great audio and hot takes come out of Media Days in college football. And you had said, man, your favorite one was the one that Mike Gundy had. This is last year. We don't have the audio of it. We probably should have found the audio. Maybe we'll play it tomorrow. But we can do the best of Media Days. But Mike Gundy had a player, Ollie Gordon, who was his star running back last year, who got a DUI with a .11 that he blew blood alcohol content. And Gundy didn't suspend him. And the rationale behind not suspending him at Big 12 Media Days when he was asked about it was, quote, I looked it up on my phone. The legal limit in Oklahoma is 0.08%, and Ollie was like 0.1%. So I looked it up based on body weight, not to get on the legal side of it, but I thought, really, two or three beers or four? I'm not justifying what Ollie did. I'm telling you what decision I made. I thought, I'd probably done that 1,000 times in my life, and, you know, it was just fine. So I got lucky. People get lucky. Ollie made a decision he wished he could have done better. But when I talked to Ollie, I told him, you're lucky. You got out light, end quote.
I'm trying to think about, okay, listen, Mike Gundy, you've been coaching young men for a long, long time. And during that entire period, DUI has been very much a point of emphasis. Like, going back to the 80s is when they really started to, like, focus on, hey, educating people about DUIs. I don't know how you get, how are you a head football coach for this long without understanding that, yeah, you can get a DUI if you have a few beers in an hour, even though you don't feel, he's never seen any of the commercials about, like, hey, just because, like, how easy it is to be buzz driving, drunk driving, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Well, in this day and age where it's easier to get a ride than ever before, you know, there's a jillion ride share things, and you can't use.
And the kids are making the money to do it too.
Thank you. That's what I was just about to say. You can't use, well, he's this poor college kid as an excuse anymore. He's your star running
probably,
back.
Conservatively, probably making what, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 a year.
Ollie Gordon, at least. Yeah. I mean, he was a star of their team. Yeah. So that's,
At least. What's the average? Okay, at a big-time school, I think even the offensive linemen, I want to say I saw that Division I offensive linemen on average at big conferences are making about $200,000.
That's what I saw the same report you did then. That's what I've seen too.
Kind of star player is probably making on average, I'm guessing about $1 million a year. Not the super, superstars who are making more, but.
Yeah. Quarterback. I mean, quarterbacks.
At least $500,000 a year.
Let's say. At least. Yeah. Quarterbacks are good quarterbacks. Well, even bad quarterbacks are making four. Carson Beck's making four at Miami. He sucks. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you into the 9 o'clock hour. We went through this little exercise yesterday, impromptu, but I got thinking about it after the show yesterday, Seth. And there's really, we're boiling down the names that can come back here and help the Astros anytime soon. I think there's six guys here that we're talking about, independent of going and making trades. I'm talking about existing Astros. And within the pitching staff, it's Eric Geddy, Javier, and Garcia. And within the everyday lineup, it's Myers, Yordan, and Peña. And you had asked me yesterday about optimism levels with each of these guys coming back, which is very complicated for an Astros fan to – you can't just go by the book of what the injury is when it comes to the optimism level because of all the setbacks and the ups and downs that we've experienced over the last
two
years.
It's like if you got a diagnosis that you have some kind of disease and the doctor tells you, well, you've got an 80% chance of surviving. You're like, I know that should sound good, but if, this 1 in 5 chance of dying is the thing I'm fixated on.
The other thing's death, 20% is quite a bit.
I appreciate you putting a positive spin on it.
If I had to, I'm going to count down here. I'm going to start with the ones I'm least optimistic about and go count up to the one I'm most optimistic about. Sixth place on the optimism scale for me is Jake Myers. Mostly because the diagnosis is not a target. It's a, well, it's going to be more than this.
Yeah, at least 3 weeks.
You know what's, more than 3 weeks? Forever. That's more than 3 weeks.
And it's also, set aside everything about the Astros' individual issues, but we're coming off of Christian Harris missing pretty much an entire season with a mysterious calf injury. So when Jake Myers has a mysterious calf strain of some sort, and he's already had one set. You know what it felt like, Sean? Jake Myers leaving right before that game, at the very beginning of that game. Christian Harris, when he tried to come back during training camp, he ended up needing assistance off the field early in a practice up in one of those Ohio practices that they had, if I recall properly.
So that's number six. The thing with him jogging out to center field to take his position before the game even started and coming up lame was jarring to me. And I know that at least right now, I haven't heard anything where it's being framed as an Achilles injury. And yet I sit here and go, would it shock you if there came out a report that Jake Myers has some sort of Achilles issue or
tear?
Yeah,
like something.
So that's the one I'm least optimistic about. The next one, and I know the latest report from Dana Brown is he has absolutely no pain in the hand, but this Yordan saga has been too much for me. It's just been too much with the setbacks, the fact that it's a repeat injury, that it was he had a hand a couple of years ago, now it's a hand. It was a muscle strain, then a broken bone, and then he's swinging a bat, and then he's not. And Thursday's a big day. He's getting reevaluated on Thursday. Dana Brown had said, quote, I think once that's over, the doctor could potentially clear him to start swinging a bat. As long as Yordan feels good, we're going to try to expedite his return. End quote. So on the one hand, I'm like, ooh, expedite, he'll be back quick. And on the other hand, no pun intended, I'm like, isn't expediting what got us to this spot in the first place?
This is like when UPS tells you, well, it turns, listen, don't worry, we found your package. It's in a hut in the Sahara Desert somewhere, but we'll try to expedite it to you.
Like,
okay,
news.
Great, thanks.
That's great.
We don't know how it got to the Sahara Desert, but that's where it is.
Am I off kilter with you when it comes to the optimism or pessimism on Yordan, or do you feel similarly?
I don't think you are. I guess I was going to try to maybe, you know, split hairs and say it's just the uncertainty of everything. Yeah. Something you said yesterday where I think you said at this point, because Yordan's had these issues in the past, it almost feels like a congenital issue or something.
Yeah.
And that makes it even murkier. Yeah. He's had these issues before, and now this seems to be the worst case version of it. I'm pessimistic about
this. Feels
and the fact that it was affecting him before it got to the point that he couldn't play at all. Yeah. It was affecting his play to the point that he was playing the worst he's played in his major league career.
So that's if we're counting up, Myers 6, Yordan 5. Fourth on the optimism scale would be Luis Garcia, who, because if you've had setbacks, that puts you down the list for me. And Luis Garcia, people don't realize he didn't have Tommy, and some people do, but there are people who don't. Christian Javier had his Tommy John surgery like a year ago and change. Yeah. Luis Garcia is 2 years removed. He got his, him and Urquidy got hurt in 2023, not 2024, like Javier did. So Luis Garcia, who was up to 94 miles an hour, but he's going to take a little longer to get back. I feel 50-50 okay that he's going to come back and be able to contribute something to the Astros.
I chalk that all up to Garcia's laid-back nature. He kind of takes everything in stride.
He does.
And he's just taking this in stride. So when he does come back, though, he'll be 100% ready to go.
Remember how
forged in steel, Sean.
Remember when you and I were at spring training this year, and we spent at least one or two games sitting down along the left field line where the pitchers would come in and out. They would come in from the bullpen at certain points during the game, or they would go back out to the bullpen.
Yeah.
And Luis Garcia, who was still in the early stages of a rehab of his Tommy John, always a smile on his face, man. Just
he seems like the most pleasant person alive.
Not a care.
Remember
in the
when
world.
He came back, when they changed the pitcher rules, the balk rules, and everything, to where he was going to have to change
his
wind up?
Yeah.
And remember at the very beginning of spring training, they asked him about it. And it sounded like it was just. He was one of the players that was probably going to be most affected by it
100%.
In Major League Baseball.
Yes.
And it sounded like he was just getting word of this development. Yeah. Even though it had been out there for a while, he takes everything in stride.
He does, man. I like it. I like it a lot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So Garcia for Javier, I'm letting myself get, against my better judgment, I'm letting myself get really optimistic about Javier based on how seamless he got his Tommy John. I just looked it up on June 5th of last year. I mean, we're barely over 13 months with Javier, and he's throwing reportedly 95 miles an hour, and Dana Brown stated emphatically, and again, I know a lot of things have been stated about all these guys. He said, quote, he is going to help us this year, Javier.
He's going to help us this year. He doesn't have to throw any faster than 95. I mean, he's a 93, 94, 95 mile an hour fastball. Remember, the invisible is effective because his 94 mile per hour fastball looks,
it
has that rising, that optical illusion, rising action effect of a 99 mile per hour fastball.
Yeah.
So I'm more, I'd love to see what his spin rate is now. That's a big key for Javier. It's his spin rate that makes him so effective.
I like that. And the thing about Javier, and I know you've pointed this out several times, is he can really, you know, if you feel comfortable with five or six guys already in the rotation, Javier is a guy who's been down that road of pitching two or three innings when you need it.
Yeah.
An inning when you need
He's
it.
He's a reliever slash starter.
Yeah.
And one of the big questions has always been, and we still don't really know, is how could he be for a full season as a full-time designated starter?
Yeah.
His best season was when he started off, they ramped him up very, very slowly. And then he was just absolutely brilliant that year. So him coming in as a piggyback guy or either long relief sometimes or as a starter, he's totally comfortable in that role. The other day, If Gusto had a good performance. I don't want to bag on Gusto, but when McCullers failed, Gusto comes in and gives you 4 1/3 innings, and he gave a really good performance.
He did.
But I would still feel better about Javier in that situation.
Look,
than Gusto.
Javier and Eric Gaddy's number two on my optimism list, just because it's a broken hand. I feel like the comeback from that is going to be fairly normal. We've not heard anything negative about his live BPs he threw in Florida. He's about to come back and throw rehab starts. Of these pitchers, though, the three that could come back and help you, Eric Gaddy, Javier, Luis Garcia. I don't have J.P. France on the radar right now. I apologize, but he's just had so many issues with that shoulder. Javier is the one guy that you can say the ceiling on Javier is elite. His 2022 was the only thing that kept him off of all those top fives and all those stats was he didn't throw enough innings. But his ceiling is throwing no hitters in the World Series. You know, so that's the guy that I'm most excited about. Number one on the optimism list is Peña. Seems like they're taking it the right speed with him. I know there was a misdiagnosis again with him. It was a broken rib, not a contusion. But I'm judging just by his demeanor and all these videos that I'm seeing of him heading to Atlanta for the All-Star game and the footage that we've seen of him actually doing things on the field. Like, he looks pretty fluid right
now. The only thing that gave me a little bit of a pause, and I'm trying not to read too much into it, Brandy noticed it when we were watching the other day, was when Bagwell was talking about Peña doing some fielding work. And Bagwell was talking about how hard it is to make some of those throws that Peña makes when you've got a rib injury and a little bit of an oblique. I don't know if he meant like it's just, in general it's tough because you're using your oblique so much, or if that
Peña
perhaps there might be a little, maybe Bagwell let something slip about an oblique injury that also occurred along with it. It'd be weird because an oblique is usually a strain type action, not a getting hit type of. So I think he was just talking about the whole action.
In general, that's what I, boy, that is what I am choosing to believe right now. That it was just Bagwell being general.
I think he meant when you're throwing, it's you've got those hurt ribs, but you're also straining your oblique. That's how I choose to interpret it.
It makes sense. Okay, someone pointing out Ollie Gordon, the running back we were talking about with Oklahoma State, was 20 years old when he got the DUI also.
Oh, so there was an underage drinking element to it also.
Yeah, not enough. Yeah. That'd be great.
I mean, it's one of those things. It's where I understand what Gundy was saying.
Yeah.
It's anybody that drinks, anybody that drinks is probably...
couple beers.
They've made some bad decisions at times in their life when they're driving, and you don't approve of it or whatever. It was Gundy saying that he's done it thousands of times, and then seemingly for the first time in his life learning that, it's actually just a few beers in an hour can get you above the limit. I feel like that's something that you should be aware of as a head coach of a big-time college program.
And using it as a justification for not suspending an underage player who got a DUI also.
Yeah.
I mean, one thing is just talking anecdotally about it, like, why are you talking about this? But using it as... the answer to why didn't you suspend this guy who probably should have at least gotten a slap on the wrist, a game, maybe something.
I mean, sure, the guy killed the guy in a bar fight, but it can happen
Fights
to anybody.
Happen.
It's realistically, it can happen.
Fights happen. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, there was a Sports Minute by Boomer Esiason earlier in the show. The All-Star game's coming up tonight. Let the record reflect, Seth Payne and I don't ever want to look at the All-Star game through this particular lens. Not while we're walking planet Earth. And also, CJ and Micah Parsons are business partners now on a very fun product. On a very fun
this
product.
This is worse than me the other morning when I was the worst I've ever been. Great.
Go find it. It's on video. All right. We'll talk about both those things coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.